Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. Am I speaking to Rebecca?
Yes, John, how are you?
I'm good, Rebecca. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay. Are you a parent of a premature baby?
Yes.
Okay. And how old is your baby today?
He is going to be 14.
Okay, this is your son, and he's 13 going on 14.
Yes.
Okay. And when he was born premature, what was his gestational age at birth?
32 weeks.
Okay. And what was his weight at birth?
I want to say around 3 pounds.
Around 3 pounds. Okay. And then how long was your son in the hospital for between the time that he was born and the time he
He
was
was
allowed to
in
come
a
home?
hospital, I want to say, for at least like 13 days.
13 days. Okay. Now,
Yes.
assuming he was fed a formula or fortifier at the hospital, did your son ever develop a medical condition called NEC, which stands for necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that. And how's your son doing today now that he's older?
He's blessed.
Does he have any
He's blessed. He
complications?
just he had a surgery, and now he has like a hole in his belly.
Oh, he does? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So he's got intestinal perforation. They had to remove a portion of his intestines. Okay.
Yes, that's the name. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Rebecca, before I go any further, I do need to confirm, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes, I can confirm.
Okay. And regrettably, your son was diagnosed with NEC, although he's doing better, but does have some complications to this day related to NEC.
Yes.
Do you have in your possession any medical records to show proof of his diagnosis?
I had all the paperwork and everything. While we were moving, everything got lost.
Oh,
Like a
it's okay.
bunch of things, a bunch of our documents were lost. So I don't have those with me
It's
at the
okay.
moment.
Do you believe they're still available at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay,
They
good.
yes.
Okay. All right. So now I'd like to establish when your son was diagnosed with NEC. Do you know the date of his diagnosis?
The date of his diagnosis, I'm trying to think. The date of his diagnosis was the day he was born. I'm gonna go with that. The day he was born, which is yeah, it was the day he was born, 12/29/2010.
Okay, so he was born on December 29th, 2010.
Yes.
Okay. And then was he immediately diagnosed with NEC, or was he born and then later developed NEC?
He basically, when they gave us the Enfamil, he started to get sick. Like bloody stools and everything like that. So afterwards,
Immediately?
after they prescribed it. So after that, he started to get sick and everything. And it just went from there. Like it was just hell.
When did the staff, did they tell you the same day he was born that he had NEC?
No. Okay. He was diagnosed. I want to say he was diagnosed. I'm getting everything mixed up. So he was born December 29th, and he was diagnosed on, I think it's January 13th.
January 13th. Okay.
Yes, because that's the date that they stopped it. So I'm sorry, I'm getting everything mixed up.
No, that's okay. All right. So
Yeah,
I'll make a note.
I'm sitting here trying to do something with my daughter too. So
No,
you
that's
gotta
fine.
forgive me. I'm literally like moving back and forth.
No, that's okay. Okay. So just to confirm, your son was born 20 on the 29th of December, but then by the 13th of January the following year, he had developed NEC. That makes more sense. Okay. So,
Yeah, I'm sorry.
no,
Give
that's
me
okay.
one.
I understand. Okay, so
I'm on the phone, so give
Rebecca,
me
then.
a second.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm sorry. I was talking to my daughter.
Okay, Rebecca, thank you. Was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or Fortifier?
No.
Okay, it was after. All right. And then how long after being fed formula for the first time did your son develop NEC? Or in other words, how many days did it take for him to develop NEC? Was it more than 7 days or less than 7 days?
I used the product for like around 2 weeks.
Okay. So it was over 7 days then?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the name of the hospital your son was born at?
Capital Health.
Capital Health?
Yes.
And that's in what state?
That's in Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey. Okay, let me see if I can find them. I'm looking online for Capital Health's information. Are they on
Let me
Brunswick
just check.
Avenue, Hamilton, or are they in Pennington?
Brunswick Avenue.
They're on 750 Brunswick Avenue in Trenton, New
Yes.
Jersey. Okay, got it.
Yes.
Okay. Now that's the hospital he was born at. Is that the same hospital that diagnosed him with NEC?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the same hospital, yes.
Okay, very good. Let me notate that for the firm. Okay, now, do you know what brand of formula was provided at the hospital?
Infamil?
Okay. And then your son's a minor, so he could not possibly file a claim for himself, but you, as an adult, and his legal guardian, his mother and legal guardian, could file a claim. And that's, you do have the authority to sign on his behalf, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And your son is living. He survived NEC. He's with us today. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Okay. And then gestational age, you said, was 32 weeks. All right. Now, did your son become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did you have to leave and then come back, and that's when he was rendered the diagnosis?
Well, he was premature, so but we definitely left and came back.
Left and came back? Okay. All right. And then you said his date of birth is 12/29/2010. He's age 13, but coming up, he's got a birthday in less than about a month. Okay. And then could you provide a birth certificate to the law firm if they requested it? Okay. And do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula and later developed NEC? Anybody else you know?
Not that I know of.
All right. And now I'm going to be gathering information about your son. He's a male and he's single, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can you spell out his first name, please?
JY apostrophe EIR.
Is the E capitalized?
No.
Okay. And it's JY apostrophe ER?
EIR.
EIR. Oh, I'm sorry. EIR. Gyre. Is that how you pronounce it?
Year, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then what is his last name?
Handy, HAN as in Nancy, D as in dog, Y as in yo-yo.
Got it. Okay. And so it's HANDY. Jair
Yes.
Handy. Does he have a suffix like a
Yes.
junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay.
No.
And then, so the law firm, we do need to request authorization. We do need to request medical records to confirm his diagnosis. So I'll have you sign an authorization to release medical records, assuming you meet the criteria. But I need to put his social security number next to his name on the authorization form. So could you provide me a social?
That'll be 141-29-9342, if I'm not mistaken, 9342.
Okay, let me confirm. Is this correct? It's 141-29-9342.
Yes, and if
Okay.
it's wrong, then I can reply to the if I have to double check, but if it's wrong, then I can reply to the email with the correct one. I always get like the last two digits mixed up.
Oh, you do? Okay, is there any way you can confirm that before we submit any paperwork?
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me just get the papers.
Okay. In the meantime, I can ask you some easy questions, which is about yourself. Since your mom, you're filing the claim, You're Rebecca, and it's spelled Rebecca.
Yes.
Okay. And then you have a different last name. That's Jones, is that right?
Yes.
And that's spelled Jones.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a suffix to your name? Junior, senior, first, second, or third?
Nope.
Okay. And then your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And your gender is female, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, you're the parent
Could
and
you just
legal
give me
guardian.
one second?
Yeah, sure.
I'm just trying to pull out this paper, so I just need to put my phone down very
Nope, no
quickly.
problem. Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
That is 9342.
Okay, can I confirm the rest of it? 141-29-9342.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, all right. Now we can resume where we left off. Now I'm going to gather your
Okay.
social.
1-3-9-9-2-2-8-5-9.
Okay, let me repeat your social to make sure I have it correct. 139-92-2859.
Yes.
Okay, great. And Rebecca, what is your date of birth, please?
8/20/91.
Okay. That's August 20th, 1991.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes,
It's me.
I'm so sorry. I'm doing so much.
That's all okay, Rebecca.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so the next one, if you meet the criteria, and I'll let you know towards the end of our call, I will have you sign the legal agreement for authorization for legal representation, and I'll have you sign that
Okay.
authorization for medical release of medical records. But I'll have send you a copy of any forms you sign to your email address. So I have on record, I
Okay.
have your email address is jrebecca610@yahoo.com. And that's spelled Jrebecca610@yahoo.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then the phone number I'm speaking to you on, is this your cell phone?
Yes.
And that's 609-952-0820.
Yes.
Okay. Also, if you meet the criteria and you do sign the legal agreement and the authorization to release medical records, even though you and I would be done today, there is one final step, and that's a case verification directly with the law firm. The lawyer is going to want to speak to you, confirm that your son was fed cow's milk formula, Enfamil, at the hospital, and then later diagnosed with NEC. Once they've confirmed that with you directly and get your permission to request medical records, then they'll take your case and submit request for medical records, that form you signed. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So be on
Okay,
the. Yeah.
so me and you, after we have our phone conversation, did someone is going to call me back?
Yes, sometime in the next 14 days to confirm, do the case verification call.
Okay, that's fine. Because
Okay,
I was going
perfect.
to take a nap. Do I have to schedule that time? Because I was just moving around,
No,
so.
it's just I'll text you the name of the law firm and just be on the lookout for their call sometime between now and 14 days. Okay,
All
so
right.
they will call your cell phone this number. And is there a best time of day that you can be reached, morning, afternoon, or evening?
I would say afternoons. Afternoons are perfect for me.
Great. And then what is your address, please?
810 East State Street, Apartment A, Trenton, New Jersey, 08609.
And that's apartment A as an apple.
Yes.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have
Right.
810 East State Street, Trenton, New Jersey, 08609, and that's apartment A.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then you do have official documents to show the parent child relationship, that'd be birth certificate as well
Yes.
as government issued IDs. Okay.
Yes.
And your name is listed as mom on the birth certificate?
Yes.
And it's Rebecca Jones that's on the birth certificate?
Yep. I can show you the scars.
It's okay. No, it's okay. And then is there a father's name listed on the birth certificate?
No.
Okay, that's fine. And are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues that pertain to abuse, neglect, loss of custody?
No.
Is there any family history of drug or alcohol abuse?
Nope, we don't have those issues.
Good, good. Did you experience any of these issues during pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS?
No, hell no. Oh, good. Excuse me. Right. No.
That's okay. No, none of the above. All right. And then your son was born premature, and he was injured or diagnosed with NEC in the state of New Jersey at the hospital he was born in?
Yes.
Okay. And was your child diagnosed with NEC while he was in the NICU?
I think so, yes.
Okay. And then when was he admitted into the NICU? Was it the same day that he was born?
No. He was admitted, I think it was the 13th, if I'm not mistaken. Don't get me wrong. I'm moving around so much. I'm going to say yes.
It was the day that he was diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay, so January 13th, 2011?
Yes.
Okay, and then when was he discharged from the NICU?
I would say, when did we leave? He had surgery.
Wait. I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt you, Rebecca, but let me just clarify. I don't believe, just to confirm, your son was not diagnosed with NEC while he was in the NICU? It was diagnosed outside.
No, he was. He was.
Okay, then I'm doing the right thing. Okay, so January 13th is when he was entered the NICU. And then what was your best estimate for the date that he was discharged?
14 days from that?
Okay, so roughly it's January 23rd?
14 days from that.
January 23rd, roughly?
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm not good with dates right now.
It's all right.
Why are you bothering the dog?
Okay, and then your son's name on the birth certificate, that is what you provided, Jair?
Yes.
Handy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you said his weight was 3 pounds even?
Yes.
Okay. And when did he start, when did he first go on formula, an estimated date? Would it have been the day he was born?
He started the formula on the 29th, and he ended it on the 13th.
The day he was diagnosed. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And when did you first learn that, when did you first learn of a possible connection between the formula your son received and his medical diagnosis?
At first, I just ended up seeing it on TV and everything like that. So I just was like, okay, I'm going to put in a claim.
Okay. And then when did you see that television advertisement approximately?
I would say a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago.
Can we say 2 weeks ago? I'll say October 15th of last month. Okay. We'll just use an estimated date of October 15th, 2024. And that's when you made the connection, you saw the advertisement on television, I think my son did get NEC from the formula. Okay. And then this next question is, how much time between usage and injury? Well, we look at his date of birth of the 29th and his diagnosis of the 13th. It was roughly about 13 or 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And was your son ever fed breast milk prior to formula?
No.
Okay. But he was fed formula in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And what symptoms did your son experience after drinking Cal's milk-based formula?
So there was a abdominal pain, yellow vomit, his temperature was high. He was pooping out blood.
Okay. So, I hear I heard vomit, and I heard a tender belly. Does that sound about swollen or tender belly?
Yes.
Okay.
Just
And then you said bloody
yes.
stools?
Yes.
Okay, I've got those marked off. Do you have, we already established that you don't have medical records, but you know they're available at the hospital?
Right.
Okay, very good. And then what treatments did your son undergo because of NEC? Did the medical staff treat him with antibiotics?
I do know that he had a round of antibiotics. I a laparotomy, if I'm not
Laparotomy?
mistaken.
That's a surgery. Okay,
Yes.
laparotomy.
And he had antibiotics and extra oxygen.
Extra oxygen. Okay, so assisted breathing.
Yes.
And because he had surgery, they probably used a Penrose drain, which is a soft, flexible rubber tube that's used, inserted into a wound and used to drain fluids, and likely had a PICC line. That's a catheter that they can administer fluids while being under treatment. Does that sound about right to you?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then
Friday is like a Monday. Switchback, I swear.
I understand.
I'm listening. I'm sorry.
It's okay. And when was your son last treated for any NEC related issues? Would that have been the time that he was discharged from the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, and we
No,
estimated.
he had the treatment, like he had surgery, I think the next day after he found out about it. After, let me say he, after we found it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. The question is, when was he last treated for any NEC related issues? When did you?
I would say when we left the hospital.
Okay, when he was discharged. Okay, very good. And that was reestablished. That's January 23rd, approximately.
Yeah.
All right. And do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed your son with NEC?
Dr. Kemi Ali.
Kenny Ali.
Kemi, Kemi.
Okay. And
A. Ali.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, that is L A L L I.
Okay. Let me see if I can find. Oh, yes, Dr. Kemi Ali. Okay. And the doctor made this diagnosis at the hospital, and that hospital was,
Capital Health.
yeah, is that correct? He made it at that hospital?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
I'm trying to put my phone in a charger so it doesn't cut off on you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And was Dr. Kemi Ali also responsible for overseeing treatment of your son's NEC diagnosis?
Yes.
And the phone number for Capital is 609. Bear with me. I'm sorry for the silence, but I'm actually just entering the medical hospital information and doctor's information. This is going to be helpful for the law firm. Bear with me here.
I can give you a number as well.
I've got 609-394-6000.
609. That's like a general number for like everything.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. 609.
609, 278. What is the last 4 digits? 278. 5900.
Okay. This is, and where does this go to?
That was the last Dr. Kimmy's number, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So he, but I mean, what I'll use, I'll just use the general line for the hospital, the
Okay, that's
609-39
fine.
394 6000. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And again, the where your son was born, where he was diagnosed, and where he was treated was all the same location? Same
yes.
place, Capital Health? Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry if you hear my daughter in the background. She's still stuck on Halloween.
Oh, no, she's doing fine. I mean, you're both doing very fine. You're doing okay. Okay, so you mentioned intestinal-related surgery. Do you know what Bell stage of NEC your son had? Did the medical staff explain what stage he may have had?
I'm not going to lie to you. I really don't remember that.
That's okay. Unsure. And then how is your son doing today?
He has, did you call it? Intestinal perforation.
Perforation, yeah.
But he's like, you know, he's still around. He's good. He's a kid, so we got to make it the best that we can.
Mm-hmm. But you did mention that he has problems with constipation today. Did you say that? Ongoing GI problems?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he have trouble using the restroom or the bathroom?
Sort of, kinda.
Okay. But constipation is the challenge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So for how is your son doing today? Doing well, but does have constipation?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're getting close to wrapping up. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they can't reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, they do not live with me. I can't even think of an emergency contact right now. I would say my sister.
Okay. And her name and phone number, please.
Her name is Cheyenne.
And spell that, please.
Shyenne.
Okay. And her last name?
609.
Oh, I'm sorry. 609.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said my last name.
Yes.
So sorry because I'm trying to make
it's okay.
Sure my father is not getting this anything. Hedgepath, H-E-D. G-E, Path, P-A-T-H.
Okay, that's one last name?
Yes, Hedgepath.
Hedgepath, that's H-E-D-G-E-P-A-T-H?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then her phone number is, you started to say 609 area code?
Yes, 273-7924.
Okay, great. Do you know by chance her address, where she lives?
No, I don't know her address right now.
I'll put unknown. All right. Okay, so you do meet the criteria. The law firm will, I'll be sending you a text message with a link to the legal agreement along with the authorization to release medical records. And even though you and I are getting close to wrapping up, you have one final step. Don't forget that the law firm is going to want to do a case verification with
right.
you.
Right.
That'll happen sometime between now and the next 14 days. Be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker. I'll text you that information so that way you don't forget it. But bear with
me. And can you send it to me in an email as well? Because sometimes, like, my phone does, like, this weird thing. Like, after, like, 5 or 2 days, it deletes stuff. So I don't know what the hell I did with my phone. So I always make sure I see if I can also have that in you know, like in email as well.
Yes, I can do that. Okay.
Okay.
Let me see here. Okay, so I'm going to just confirm the information I have first. So your mom
yes.
And your Rebecca Jones already confirmed the spelling of your first and last name, confirmed
yes.
your date of birth, your social. We've confirmed your email address and your residence. We've confirmed your phone number. And then you're actually filing a claim for your son who's a minor who was diagnosed with with NEC, necrotizing enterocolitis. That diagnosis was made on January 13, 2011. Your son was born December 29, 2010. So everything looks good on my end. I'll be sending you those documents in about a minute, so bear with me here.
Okay. And is it time sensitive, or can I just
Yes.
do it after
No,
after
you'll
I'm
have
done
to
with
sign
my
it.
daughter?
No, we'll be on the phone together to sign.
Okay.
And then once you're finished signing, then you and I will be done.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Okay, great. Okay. All right. So by now you should have received a text message with a link to the documents to sign. And the again, as you mentioned, as you requested, a copy of those documents are sent to your email address. Right. So you're going to click on that link to open
I'm
up the
already in.
documents. Okay, great. And then you'll have to agree to SMS messages, agree to electronic records and signatures. And then you'll see a yellow navigation button start, and that'll take you to each page that needs a signature or initial.
Okay.
And then when you're done signing, you'll hit the yellow finish button and just let me know.
Okay, 1 second. So it's just all signing. Do I have to type in anything besides my
No.
name?
No, you may
Okay.
have to no, it's everything's pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, okay. I'm just going through the signatures. And that is done.
It's all done. You got a confirmation it's finished?
It
Yes,
says
and so did I.
continue. All parties have completed.
Okay, now, so we're almost done. Even though you and I are done, don't forget about the case verification call. And now here's what I'm going to do for you. Bear with me here, okay? I am going to send you a
Okay.
text message with my name and contact information so you always know who the person was that helped you get signed up for this lawsuit. So bear with me here. Hi, Rebecca. This is John, the case's intake specialist who helped you get signed up for the.
Okay, I received it. Hi, Rebecca. This is John. I don't want to mispronounce your name.
Mauer,
Maurer.
it's okay.
Okay, Maurer. It's cute. The case intake specialist who helped you get. Okay, I have it.
I'm going to send you one more text.
Okay.
Okay, the next text is just came to you too.
Okay. Your number.
Yes, correct. Well, no, that actually is a text. Be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker.
Okay.
Because remember the case verification call?
Okay.
All right. So, and then you asked me to text you, not just text you, but also email you that message.
Yes.
Just in case if you lose your text message, you at least have an email record.
A backup, yes.
Yeah.
I'm that type of person. I have to double everything.
I understand. No, that no problem at all. I appreciate the
Yeah, like
phone.
I have to, I literally, and I buy two of everything. I double everything. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. One second here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I also emailed you my contact information as well as a quick message. Be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker. Their phone number is 909-906-3862. Okay, I also sent you that same text message. I sent it to your email address as well. guess what, Rebecca, you and I are all done. I've signed you up to participate in this lawsuit. I thank you for letting me do so. I am sorry for these unfortunate circumstances that brought us together. The fact that your son was exposed to cow's milk formula or fortifier and then diagnosed with NEC. But I am pleased you're about to get legal representation from a reputable firm, a very experienced firm, and one that provides great service. So thank you. If you have no other questions, I want to wish you a very good day, okay? And a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, Rebecca. Take care.
Okay.
And bye.